With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard releases a House Intelligence Committee report compiled under the Biden administration. The show then-CIA Director John Brennan intentionally suppressed intelligence that Russian President Vladimir Putin had compromising material on then-Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and planned to release it after the 2016 election under the expectation that she would win. Gabbard said the report found that the material Putin had included possible criminal acts and high-level emails from the DNC detailing evidence of, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, end quote, and alleged regular tranquilizer use by Hillary Clinton. DNC documents also discussed Clinton's many health problems. Security had to step in when Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri was berated by a pro-Hamas supporter at an event in Washington Wednesday. Bob Agnew reports.
Hawley attended the Axios News Shapers Forum in Washington and was being interviewed when a demonstrator approached and began shouting that Hawley, who supports Israel, supports the starvation of children because of the ongoing war in Gaza. Other protesters held up signs and shouted similar claims. Later, when things calmed down, Hawley returned to the stage to a round of applause and told the crowd it was, quote, just another day in the Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meteorologists are tracking another disturbance off the Florida and Georgia coasts. The disturbance has a small chance of tropical development due to warm water temperatures, but forecasters say at this point it's moving too quickly to develop into a full-fledged tropical system. They're giving it about a 10% chance of developing, but heavy rain is expected. Uber testing a new women preferences feature. It pairs women drivers with women passengers. This is SRN News. The question is Texas changing?
The Lone Star State has been reliably conservative and typically Christian for a long time. But new studies, including one from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, indicate that Texas is becoming progressively less Christian these days. The CRC says the trend may be fueled by the large number of people from more liberal states who are moving to Texas for financial reasons. Experts say over time that may change the character of the state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates say the government of India is allowing an organized effort to steal the land of minority Christians in the country. Radical Hindus regularly destroy the homes and churches of believers, and then local authorities refuse to allow the structures to be rebuilt. It's an effective way of running Christians out of the communities where they live, and many believe it's an organized effort to rid India of all Christians. This is SRN News. There's been a slowdown in sales of previously owned homes.
Sales slid to its lowest pace since last September as mortgage rates remain high. The national median sales price of a home hit $435,300. That's an all-time record. The National Association of Realtors said existing home sales fell 2.7% last month. Sales were flat compared with June last year. The latest home sales fell short of the $4 million pace economists were expecting. The U.S. housing market has been in a slump since early 2022. That's when mortgage rates began to climb from pandemic-era lows. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The price of Hershey chocolate about to go up. The Hershey company confirmed Tuesday it plans to raise its prices. They say it's due to increasing cost of cocoa and other ingredients. The U.S. government building an immense 5,000-person detention camp in West Texas, sharply increasing the administration's ability to hold illegal immigrants before deportation. More details at SRNnews.com.